Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it is Renee Lowe, host of the Queen's Lair podcast. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, and we are a small event planning and branding firm. And we absolutely are ready for the holidays to get here. It is December 16th, 2016, and I can't believe, like, Christmas is around the corner. Like, that is so crazy to me. Like, this year flew by. I know everybody says that every year, but I just feel like I was just doing podcasts like in January and February, and now all of a sudden it's December, and it's just crazy how the time has flown. But anyway, I wanted to jump in real quick because I've been getting this question a lot. And with my company, even though we are a small company, we do have a very good stretch of clients in different lifestyle arenas. In the foodie space, we've got people in the health space, in the writer's space as authors, and so on. So we do get this question quite a bit because we do handle both of these aspects within our company. So I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of an explanation. So this week's podcast is about public relations and brand management. I must get this question probably twice a day, every day, literally, weekends included. Somebody inboxes me, somebody sends me a DM, somebody sends, you know, whatever. They write me wherever. They tweet me out in the open. They tweet me behind the scenes. They DM me, you know, in Instagram and all this sort of stuff asking, do I think that they need public relations or do they need brand management? Now, just to explain, public relations is literally, it is the practice of managing how information is put out to the public on an individual person or even an organization. So you could have a public, you know, people say PR, you could have a public relations department for any individual, maybe like a sports person, a celebrity. They often will have what we know in the industry as publicists. Businesses also, the majority of them have, if it's a sizable business, they definitely will have a PR department. If they are in the travel space and there may be a hotel or a restaurant or something like that, most likely there will be some sort of public relations department, or sometimes it's also known as the communications department, okay, which is, if it's known as the communications department, it probably has a head publicist and then junior publicists. So sometimes it could be known as the communications department. So those are kind of interchangeable. Government agencies definitely have a public relations department for sure. Then you're looking at nonprofits. Nonprofits as well have some sort of public relations department. That'll definitely be something that they will have as well, because you want to have a central place where people get information from. You want to have a central place where people can, where an organization can funnel how they are interacting with their public, okay? So that is the gist of public relations, all right? You want to make sure that you are managing your information that is going out about you to the public, all right? So you're relating to the public, public relations. Okay. The second thing that we deal with in my company is brand management. That's probably one of the bigger things that we handle in our business. That's probably more than 50% of our business is brand management. So in the marketing world, you have brand managers. And that's where the brand management space lives. Brand management means taking a brand, so that can be an individual person or a company, organization, a nonprofit group, whatever it is, taking a brand and really breaking it down and analyzing and putting together a solid plan on how that brand is perceived in the market. Okay? So this is the analysis and the planning. Okay, so the management of it all. So usually what you will have in a company is you will have a marketing department that has a brand manager, and they also work very closely with the communications department and the publicist because they want to make sure that the brand is looking good from all angles. So your publicist is often going to be the person that's going to be booking you for television spots, for interviews with radio or print, you know, those sort of things. So they are looking at the different avenues of how to put things out there. Okay, that's the public relations part again. The brand management is the actual analysis before that step. So let's analyze what we need to do, how we need to make this work, and let's put in a solid plan of how to execute that. So a publicist comes in when it's time to execute. Now, I have served as a brand manager, and I have also served as a publicist for people, just individually, like not putting together the plan, just you may have your management that's doing, you know, whatever they need to do to put together the plan. They let me know what the plan is, and I will tell them, well, hey, this show would be great for you, this radio, you know, interview, you know, on Hot 105 or, you know, whatever station it is would be great for you. It would be really good if you were printed up in XYZ Post newspaper or whatever the case may be. So I can tell you the avenues that would work well based on the plan that you have mapped out. So that is where the publicist part comes in. The brand management part, of course, as I said, is the analysis. So this is where you really sit down and say, okay, what is this brand about? Is this a tea? Is this a coffee? Is this a, you know, is this a soda? Is this a hospital? You know, how do you brand a hospital? People think, how do you brand a hospital? Well, who does the hospital serve? What sort of neighborhood is it in? What are the different specialty departments that are in that hospital? You know, is it a Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital or something to that effect where they are serving, you know, children? You know, they may be serving children with cancer. They may be serving children with sickle cell, whatever it is. Okay? So you have to know how to brand. If people knew, you know about Sloan Kettering, if you are familiar with Sloan Kettering, you know that they deal with folks that are dealing with cancer, adults, mostly adults that are dealing with cancer. So you have to know how to brand yourself to the masses. So having a brand manager is an excellent thing. Having a brand manager that knows how to navigate and do the publicist side of things is even better. So the two differences, brand management is going to be the analysis and the planning on how your brand is seen out in the market. Public relations is literally the practice of spreading that information around, meaning I'm going to get you on television, I'm going to get you on that radio show, I'm going to get you quoted in the paper, okay? So the two of those together work side by side. They are interchangeable in a lot of ways, and in a lot of ways there's a lot of things that are very different, but they do work for the main cause, and that is to make sure that your brand is looking positive in the public eye at all times, okay? So if you hire a brand management company and you're not going to specifically hire a separate publicist, make sure your brand manager has public relation tendencies. I think that's the easiest way to put it. Make sure that they're on their public relations game. Because if you're a personality or you have a business and you want to be able to, you know, get your name out there, you're going to have to do FaceTime on television. That's going to be a must, okay? So that's just the thing that's going to keep you out there. you may have the most amazing brand, but if nobody knows about it, you may have this great invention, but if nobody knows about it, then what good is it going to do for you? And you're certainly not going to help the public, and I'm sure that's why you came up with that invention, to help the public. So hopefully that explains. I get this question all the time. I figure, well, why not do a podcast on it? That way you can download the podcast, you can keep the recording, you can always refer back to it, and, you know, hopefully it's helpful to someone out there. Again, we do this once a week. I think we only have two more podcasts left in this season. This is season 5, and we are on podcast number 6. And, yeah, we do 8 podcasts per season. So we've got 2 podcasts left, and I think we actually have 2 more Fridays left of the year as well. So I will be speaking on those 2 days. And then 2016 will be behind us, and then we'll be in 2017. So, wow, there's still a lot to do. You know, it's December 16th, but we still have a lot to do. So hopefully you guys are out there shopping. Well, hopefully you're done with your shopping by now. Hopefully you took advantage of all the sales on Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all of that. And until I talk to you guys again, I'm probably not going to talk to you again until after Christmas. So have a very, very happy holiday and safe holiday as well. Don't get into arguments at the dinner table about president-elect and all of that. Leave that to the side. We'll leave that one to God. And let's just have a good time and enjoy our families. And, you know, if there's someone who's less fortunate than you, you know, and maybe they don't have a family, you know, to go visit, invite them over for dinner, you know. They may be by themselves, invite them over for dinner so they can kind of have some company, you know. Go beyond thinking of yourself, especially since we're in the middle of the season of giving, and that's definitely a way to give back. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. Every week we're here. And we will be back next week. If you want to get in touch with us, please follow us on social media. Interact with us on social media. We love talking to our folks who listen to our show. Find us on social media at Onyx Queen Media. And that's Onyx Queen Media on Twitter, Onyx Queen Media on Facebook, Onyx Queen Media on Instagram. Love Instagram. Follow us over there. We've got some great things on our Instagram. And also our website is www.onyxcleanmedia.com. If you want to send us email, you have questions, we're more than happy to answer them. We do 15-minute free consultations as well. Just email us and we'll hook something up for you. info@onyxcleanmedia.com. Look forward to talking to you again next week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.